weeks pregnant, you know what I'm going to take? Some Tylenol, acetaminophen.
When they approved Tylenol, just like aspartame the same year, they couldn't believe it. It eats your liver. When you take it when you're having a baby, when a woman's pregnant, it literally blocks all sorts of cellular growth, including the brain. The reason it kills pain is it shuts things down, and it destroys the blood-brain barrier while it's growing.
As pregnant leftists gleefully down doses of Tylenol purely to spite the guidance from the Trump administration, President Trump's visit to the UN General Assembly to address the globalist horde was nothing less than sabotage.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you nevertheless, and that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
The sabotage followed reports of UN staff joking about pranks to embarrass Trump due to U.S. funding cuts, which have caused a severe U.N. budget crisis.
Afterwards, the Bolsonaro guys told me when Bolsonaro's there, because Brazil always, traditionally always goes first, they were supposed to have a car service pick him up in his security, and they never sent it. He had to hustle up from his hotel and just barely got there, in fact, a few minutes late.
I'm sorry, President, I'm really sorry. Just that everything's in frozen right now. There's a border cut coming right now.
The White House, citing the suspicious timing and staff chatter, demanded an investigation, while the UN attributed the issues to technical glitches and a U.S.-managed teleprompter, denying any deliberate acts. The backlash will be historic and devastating.
Why don't we pull all the money, not just from the dog and pony show in New York? That's the main stage. I'm talking about from Geneva. Pull it all. Every penny of it. We don't need it. We don't want it. The CCP runs it. A bunch of incompetents from the second and third world, always being big shots. Don't care about the Security Council. Walk away from all of it and shut it down.
But the UN globalist swine just can't get enough.
The institutions and frameworks of global governance, from the Security Council to the Bretton Woods system, were created 80 years ago. We can't build a future for our grandchildren with a system built for our grandparents.
Meanwhile, security concerns escalated when the U.S. Secret Service announced the dismantling of a massive illicit telecom network in the New York area. Just hours before the session, the operation uncovered over 300 SIM servers and 100,000 SIM cards capable of jamming cell phone networks, disrupting 911 calls, and enabling surveillance, potentially targeting the assembly's communications within 35 miles of the UN headquarters. The identity of the would-be saboteurs has yet to be revealed, but this is not the first incident of its kind. In Los Angeles in July of 2025, South American illegal aliens linked to transnational crime rings used cell and GPS signal jammers during multi-million dollar jewelry heists to block victims' calls to law enforcement and cut fiber optic lines, disrupting 911 and internet services for over 1 million customers, including hospitals. In March of 2025 in Washington, D.C., unauthorized cellular modems were installed at U.S. ports and borders without contracts, posing risks for data interception and network spoofing, while multiple officials' cell phones were compromised by foreign adversaries using unsecured apps like Signal, enabling keystroke monitoring and data breaches of sensitive information. As protests over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict raged outside, Syria's interim president, Ahmed al-Shara, former al-Qaeda warlord and leader of Jabhat al-Nusra, sought sanctions relief and international support for Syria's reconstruction, UN zealots gleefully allowing the jihadist snake to enter its den of iniquity. Meanwhile, Mike Cernovich raged against the Secret Service's pathetic response to the sabotage of President Trump at the United Nations, warning that this was no glitch. It was a globalist setup to probe Trump's defenses. The United Nations is a glorified pit of hell. Sever all ties, shut its New York offices down. American sovereignty will be far better off. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday evening. Glad you're with us here. We got so much to cover. We got, of course, World War breaking out, or rather being forced to break out, as they're doing everything they absolutely can to bring Russia into full-fledged war with NATO, as we've been reporting for the last 2 years. But, you know, starting a world war, it's a big project, and they've been putting things in place. And now they're ready to activate some of the false flag measures to convince NATO that such a decision to go to war with significantly more powerful foe is in any way wise. And again, I just want Europe to think real carefully about their whole situation right now and what exactly they're capable of. And if that category of things includes waging war against the largest land nation in the world. And of course, Alex has pointed out, it's sort of a thing to try to go to war with Russia and to lose your empire and your life because of it. Napoleon did it. Hitler did it. And it's kind of funny because every time one of these things happen, the next guy that tries it different than the last guy. And it still doesn't work. Operation Barbarossa, Hitler's invasion of Russia, failed pretty much entirely because he was superstitiously terrified of doing what Napoleon did. And so he refused to march on Moscow. And that may have changed the outcome of the war. But you have to know. I mean, if you're a general in Europe, you have to know what happens when you try to invade Russia with a land force. It doesn't work. Russia retreats forever. It's how it works over and over again. They just pick up shop, move a little bit further into the tundra, and you can't pursue them forever. You will die. So it's just not a good idea. Now, that obviously changes with the technological capabilities that we have now. Moscow is not exactly outside of striking range, as we've seen demonstrated over and over. So it may be a little bit different, but I would look to history, because it's not just Napoleon and Hitler. It was Genghis Khan. It was the Huns. I mean, time and time again, empires, the tide of empire washes up to the border of Russia and then dissolves and collapses. It really happens over and over again from both directions. Now you've got the Muslims, you know, trying to invade and getting stopped in Kiev over and over and over again. The Russians are very tough people. But things aren't looking good. Things are not looking good. On that front, we've got this emergency meeting by Hegseth with all of the generals. We'll look into that and see what that is all about. But again, like we've been saying, it doesn't matter if it is a suicidal endeavor. It doesn't matter if the vast majority of people don't actually want to go to war with a nuclear-armed superpower for no discernible reason. Certainly not the behest of the little coked-out gremlin, Zelensky. It doesn't matter. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to try to start this war anyway. And once you're in the war, well, you're in the war, right? It's going to be hard to, you know, be against the war when Russian bombs start falling. It's the beauty of the false flag. The only thing that's false about it is the flag. The attack is real, and you do have to respond to it. So I would be looking for some sort of major false flag in the very near future. And if I were a betting man, or if I were Europe, the way I would do it is I would hack the controls of a Russian jet, and I'd fly the Russian jet over NATO airspace, and then I'd shoot it down. That's what I would do if I was NATO. So I'd look for that. And that is what they're signaling. That's basically what they're saying. They're saying if a Russian jet goes over European airspace, then they will shoot it down. And Russia is saying if that happens, then it's World War III. Of course, Russia is basically saying NATO has already declared war against Russia. That's at least how they're treating it. That's how they're approaching this entire conflict. But yeah, if I had to guess, I would say something like that, maybe in the offing. Because wouldn't that be a brilliant maneuver? I mean, we know it's possible. We know that American drones have been hacked by Iran. Remember, there was a couple years ago, they claimed that Iran shot down a drone, and then it later came out images of the drone on a landing strip in Iran. They didn't shoot anything down. They didn't destroy anything. They hacked it and told it to land in their airspace, and they captured our drone that way. Anything controlled by remote control is hackable. Absolutely anything. So drones, obviously, with no pilot, but even Air Force jets can, of course. You know, they all have autopilot. That can be hijacked. Hell, your car can be hijacked. So you don't think they can hijack a jet, especially if, you know, they've got people inside working on it and who know the systems, the Russian systems, which I'm sure we have all that information. So if I had to guess, I would say that would be one false flag that they could carry off. The problem with that is it's not, doesn't have the oomph. It doesn't have the convincing level of destruction, I guess you would say. I talked about this with Nick yesterday. As I play it out in my head, for one thing, I have very little confidence in the American people's ability to see through a psyop. This, of course, as a consequence of repeated examples of the American people failing to see through the most obvious psyops of all time. Things like COVID-19. Right? You look forward and you go, you know, us avoiding World War III is probably going to be dependent on the American people's ability to see through a psychological operation. And then you think back to 5 years ago, and you think back to COVID-19. You think back to 2 weeks to slow the spread. You think back to face masks and mail-in ballots, 6 feet social distancing, and you think, yeah, we're going to fall for it. We're absolutely going to fall for this if and only if the false flag or whatever the incident is that brings us into World War III is overwhelming and catastrophic. Again, that's just if I'm thinking like the evil people and I'm looking at America right now and I'm going, yeah, they look like they want to fight each other more than they want to fight anybody else. And it looks like if something happens, their first reaction is to blame Israel. That's not what we want. That's not a great thing. And I guarantee you right now, they are running these simulations through quantum AI simulations to determine what is the most effective means of convincing the American people to go to war. Now, a fighter jet being shot down, that's not going to convince very many people. Now, they might do it anyway. Again, this is how they operate. They want to go to war with Russia. They're going to go to war with Russia. And they'll just do something that they can pretend is the casus belli. Even if everybody knows it's fake, it doesn't matter. All of the media is controlled. All of the media is in their pocket. They will report it as if it's fact. And 50 years from now, it'll be in the history books. So that's how they operate. That's the timeline in which they plan things. And so it doesn't even matter to them. You know, whether or not you really believe it, they just need a convincing enough story for the media to say over and over again. Yeah. Imagine these people, you know, standing up against a 9/11 style psychological operation. Never happen. It'll never happen. But that would be the level we would need. I genuinely think we would need a 9/11 style attack. Again, I'm saying this because it's the last thing we need. It's the thing we should be on guard for. But if there's a dirty bomb that goes off in an American city, I mean, if they kill 10,000 Americans, do you think that the anti-war sentiment would withstand the flow of emotion that would come from after that? I think if they did something that really struck people to the bone, like a 9/11, something that just, you know, an image that was seared into people's minds of innocent people being slaughtered by the thousands. That's what they need, I think, to really kick off World War III. And that, again, is just me playing it out in my head and going, all right, if 9/11 happened today, what would happen? And if it's a smaller scale thing, if it's a jet being shot down, or maybe even like, you know, a naval ship blown out of the water off the coast of Iran, so, you know, something like that, I think most people's first response would be to call BS, say we don't believe it, and immediately be on the guard for war. If, however, there is some unprecedented, traumatizing, horrifying image of thousands of people dying, I don't think they would have the barest resistance to going to war with anybody they pointed the finger at that point. So be on guard for that. Be aware of that. And that's all I can really, that's the only advice I can give you, is just, that's obviously what they're planning. We know their playbook, and they're running it. So it's pretty simple. Now, we do have some breaking news and some breaking updates, specifically about the sniper attack yesterday on the ICE facility, just the latest in a string of orchestrated, organized Antifa assaults against ICE facilities in Texas in particular. This one, again, in North Texas. We have some updates to this. There was a press conference just minutes ago. We'll go first to clip number 39. This is the U.S. attorney for Northern Texas saying Dallas ICE sniper left letters explaining what his ideology was in case we had any question. And he's a overweight, scrubby-looking idiot shooting bullets at ICE facility. Gee, I wonder what side of the aisle he lands on. Let's go to the press conference now.
He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down. And he did this to induce constant stress in their lives. He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did, is the very definition of terrorism. Again, his notes reveal, yes, it was just me and my brain. And he said, good luck with the digital footprint. And of course, we take this to mean that he deleted evidence from his devices. His words were definitively anti-ICE. That said, we did not find evidence of membership in any specific group or entity. Nor did he mention any specific government agency other than ICE. Among his papers, though, was a handwritten note in which, in crude words, he expressed his hatred for the federal government.
Oh, so he's a right-winger. Okay, so he will now be on the ADL's list of right-wing attacks, obviously, because he said he hates the government, and that obviously means he's right-wing. I'm not even being facetious. I bet this guy is declared a right-wing terrorist by the ADL, which, of course, there is a phenomenon in the left wing, and it you see examples almost on a daily basis, certainly on a weekly basis. I am still trying to figure out the mechanism by which they disseminate these talking points, but there's an aspect of it that is a dedication and a subservience to authority that is, well, I don't even know if it's that. I'm not sure. What I'm talking about is this ability of the left to put out a phrase, put out a sentiment, put out a statement that almost by just like osmosis, everybody in America who either is on the left and is repeating it because they sort of know that it's BS, but they don't care because it's just a talking point for them. But for the vast majority of people, they just absorb it, and it doesn't even, it somehow, I don't know how they do it. They bypass consciousness and they just implant ideas in people's heads. It is kind of amazing, actually, when you think about it. We'll go to a video in a little bit to explain this, because I got another video about this shooter. But so I'll save it for just a second. Megyn Kelly debated this guy, and he put out the, you know, well, 70% of violence is right wing. And you know, there's 1,000 different surveys, judging by 100 different metrics, what violence is committed by who and how you grade it. And, you know, you would think there would be maybe a conversation, a debate, a spectrum in which they would make claims. But no, they all say exactly the same thing. They all cite exactly the same study with exactly the same words. And that's it. And that's the only study that exists. And it is the authority. It is the ultimate truth. and they can just assert that and ignore you and whatever your response is. And they do it over and over again. Now, I was trying to think of other examples because there have been a ton recently. Charlie Kirk would be another one where, and again, it would be less amazing if it was true. If the things that they said were true, then it would make sense why they're all saying it. Everybody's saying the truth. Kind of like how I don't have to watch Alex's show. We're going to be aligned on things because we're both going for the truth and we're both pretty good at finding it. So we're both going to land at the same spot and we don't need to coordinate or go off the same talking points to both arrive generally in the same area. So it'd be different if what they were saying was true and they all just arrived to it from whatever source and whatever pathway gets them there, but they're all saying the same thing because it's true. How do they get everybody to say the same thing that's untrue? How do they do that? How do they get everybody, including like my mother-in-law, to be like, well, didn't Charlie Kirk say that dead people was the small price to pay for the Second Amendment? And it's like, no, he never said that. But everybody thinks he does. But everybody on the left will say exactly the same thing. And it's a quote that does not exist. Or if it does exist, is so out of context that it's just completely fallacious anyway. So how do they do that? I'll tell you what it is. First of all, it's dishonesty. They know that what they're saying is false. I mean, it's just, I have trouble believing that people are really looking around the world today and seeing little Catholic school kids be shot up by trannies and Charlie Kirk being assassinated in cold blood and everybody celebrating it only to turn around and go, the right wing has a real problem with violence. Like, they're full of crap. They're full of nonsense. They're not telling the truth. Okay, so that's part of it. The other part is again, I think it's almost like unconscious, subconscious loyalty and adherence to the dictates of the master, of the authority. Because it makes no sense why they say these things with such confidence and such, such authority and such supremacy to them. When they say things like, I'm sure people listening to this have had this conversation many times, where they'll call Trump a convicted rapist or they'll call him a rapist. You say, he's not a rapist? What are you talking about? And they go, actually, he was found liable for rape. Okay, what does that mean? What does that mean? What that means is that somebody accused him of rape. Then he said, that's crazy, I never raped them. Then the person who claimed that sued him for defamation. But in order for defamation to apply, he would have had to have raped her. And so in order for the defamation case to go forward, the judge simply asserted that the accusation was true. He was never tried for that. He was never put on trial. No evidence was ever presented. He never got to make a counter-argument. It was just asserted by a judge, by some activists in judge robes, simply declared Trump is now a rapist, and that is now implanted in the heads of every single left-winger. It is utterly baseless. It's literally just the assertion of an authority figure, and that is the gospel to them. And it's interesting, and it's bizarre how capable they are of getting these messages into people's minds. It's crazy. It really is. Fascinating and horrifying in a way. Yeah, E. Jean Carroll. Insane. Insane. Never charged with rape. Never convicted of rape. Never indicted. Never went to a courtroom. Obviously never got a chance to, argue back against the claims and provide counter evidence. Or his own witnesses. Nope. Never happened. Didn't need to happen. They simply assert it. Just like with InfoWars. I don't know how many times online I hear, Alex Jones, he had a jury and he was found guilty of defamation. And it's like, no, he wasn't. No, actually, that was all a big show. It was a, whatever it's called, a default judgment. Like, well, he should have just followed the orders. It's like, you just have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea. But boy, that doesn't stop them being as confident as people who do know what they're talking about. Anyway, we'll get back to that because it is, I think, an important topic. Just figure out what's going on with the brains of our enemies. Let's go now to clip number 37. This is another update. Officials confirming the Dallas ICE shooter used one of these famous ICE tracking apps whose only purpose is to actually facilitate the attacks like we saw yesterday. Let's watch.
Charles, I am the ICE executive Associate Director for Enforcement and Removal Operations. The attack on ICE's Dallas field office yesterday was tragic. And while our hearts and prayers are with the family of the detainees who were shot, the evidence is clear that this was intended as an assault on ICE personnel who come to work every day to do their job. Violent rhetoric has led to over 1,000% increase in assaults on ICE officers, and it has to stop. In contrast to those who would demonize our men and women, yesterday our brave officers ran back into danger, along with ATF, our partners, to save the detainees while shots were still being fired. Those ICE officers just showed the world who they really are. Law enforcement officers who want the best for our country. That's ICE. Integrity, courage, excellence. They were willing to put their lives on the line to pull detainees out of the transport van to get them to safety. They are heroes, and I hope the media has the integrity to shine a light on this story. Enough is enough with the harmful lies and violent rhetoric. It has to stop. The shooter used the ICE tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas yesterday. The media has been amplifying these apps even as we warned them it would only lead to more attacks on law enforcement. We truly wish we didn't have to say, I told you so, but here we are. ICE continues to prioritize the safety and security of our personnel, detained aliens, and facilities. We will do everything possible to increase security to counter the increased wave of these lethal attacks. Again, we call on those who foment violence and vilify our law enforcement officers to cease the dangerous rhetoric. We also call on law-abiding Americans everywhere to report any suspicious activity. The individual that was out there yesterday shooting at our agents and our officers was trying to take the lives of law enforcement people doing their job. Instead, he killed a detainee and shot two others. That is something that's unacceptable. The rhetoric that's out there on social media, the rhetoric that is being said by some community leaders in other states, needs to stop. There's been an increase in violence against ICE agents, not only in Texas and Dallas, but across the country in violent protests. Again, I ask everybody, just stop. Thank you.
All right, so apparently the shooter that tried to kill ICE agents yesterday had used one of the ICE app tracking apps that shows location of ICE raids for this exact purpose, and ostensibly to allow illegal immigrants to evade capture. And this guy says he's fighting human trafficking. He is literally trying to kill the people who are devastating the human traffickers, who are actively going after and rescuing 25,000 children in the last 9 months. Those are the people he thought were human traffickers. Remember when Parler got kicked off the App Store and the Google Store because January 6th had people there that were also on Parler? Not like they were planning anything on it or anything, but it got taken out of all the stores. How do these same app stores have an app whose only purpose is to evade or try to kill law enforcement? Oh, right, because that's what they want. Of course, they're going to let it on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers on it, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. Brought to you, of course, by TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, your one-stop shop for health, fashion, patriotism, everything that makes a body and a nation healthy. And right now you can get Ultimate Creatine Powder. It's the micronized creatine monohydrate powerhouse recommended by Alex Jones. This formula delivers 5 grams of premium creatine per scoop to fuel explosive workouts, accelerate recovery, and sharpen your mind. Ultimate Creatine fuels muscle gains, forging a leaner, stronger physique. Creatine boosts ATP production, enhancing muscle energy for hypertrophy during high-intensity lifts. Creatine also sharpens focus for complex mental tasks. Creatine supports brain phosphocreatine, boosting cognitive energy under stress. It also, of course, can increase your workout intensity, accelerate your recovery. It is explosive with power. It's Ultimate Creatine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get it today. One of our newer products that I imagine is going to be a bestseller, considering the fact that so many of our audience, practically all of them, are just practically bodybuilders. Everybody out there is stacking on the muscle and training with everything they've got because they know what the situation is that we're in. Maybe I should do that. Maybe in the same way that Alex has been losing weight, maybe I should put on some weight. Maybe I should put on some muscle. I'm like Alex. I used to be ripped in high school too. I've let myself go in the other direction. Maybe I need to take creatine and start pumping iron, but I'm not going to do that. So, but you should, you should take creatine workout. I just don't lift weights. That's not conducive to my mental faculties. I rebel against it. We have so much to talk about. I mean, I don't even know where to start. We've got YouTube saying they're letting people on and then taking us down again. We've got Trump meeting with a murderous ISIS commander, Al-Qaeda warlord that now runs Syria. And I guess we'll start with that. I think maybe we should start with that because here's a dichotomy that I think should explain kind of everything about the way the world works. We've got this guy, Al-Jilani, now calls himself Al-Shara, the president of Syria, being welcomed with open arms, giving a speech at the UN. Now, Syria was not allowed at the UN for 60 years. For 60 years, they were excluded from the international community, but now they're welcomed in. Why? Because they now have an Al-Qaeda, ISIS, head-chopping warlord as their dictator, and he's shaking hands with President Trump and First Lady Melania. He's giving speeches at the UN. Meanwhile, there are pogroms going on in Syria. There are ethnic cleansing campaigns against Christians throughout the ancestral Christian homeland. Y'all know Syria was like one of the first places ever to be Christian and had like, I believe, multiple of the first major churches. Where's Antioch? Isn't Antioch in, or that's in Turkey? Damascus, I'm pretty sure, was one of the first churches. This is a historically Christian place. The Christians that are there have been there since the time of the apostles, but they're being driven out now. They survived 2,000 years of Muslim conquest. They survived 60 years of Bashar al-Assad's brutal dictatorship we keep hearing so much about. But I don't know if they'll survive a year under this new leader because I don't know if I've mentioned this. He's a member of ISIS. So yeah, they're doing ISIS things because they're ISIS now. Thanks, Turkey. Thanks, NATO. Well done. And we've got videos of this. Clip number one, Islamists have reportedly started fires that are burning villages belonging to Christians and other religious minorities. Let's watch clip number one here. You see fires sort of as far as the eye can see. A landscape ablaze. That's where the Christians used to live. They probably won't be there for that much longer. Clip number two, we can go right into that. This is, again, the Christian population in Syria has been decimated. It used to be 3 million before we got involved. Before America decided that Bashar al-Assad was, you know, worth starting World War III to expel from office, because obviously Syria played a major role. It was the highway between Iran and Lebanon. So it was very crucial in the axis of resistance for Hezbollah to be supplied by Iran. Syria needed to be their partner. And that's what all of this was about. So we had to take out Syria. Now, prior to us taking out Bashar al-Assad, there were 3 million Christians protected by the Alawite leadership. Now it's 300,000 and rapidly declining. Let's go down to clip number two. This, again, the Christian population in Syria decimated from 3 million to less than 300,000. You can see the villages burning from an account at Orthodox_Syria. And yeah. Simultaneous to this, the leader of this country is giving a speech at the UN. There are, as we speak, Christian villages being burned by the radical ISIS-aligned conquerors of Syria, and the leader of that country is being welcomed like a hero at the UN. He's shaking hands with Donald Trump while in his country, Christians are being literally burned out of their homes. Kind of typical, isn't it? Kind of exactly what you would expect from a world run by Satan. So smoke filling the sky, as fire tears through the farmland of the Christian communities in Syria that, as I've said, have survived 700 years of Muslim conquest, 60 years of Bashar al-Assad, only to be utterly decimated by American intervention, and now the American-crowned Mossad agent slash FBI slash al-Qaeda slash future enemy of America, al-Shara. Let's go finally to clip number three. This is the leader of the Syrian Catholics, I believe, calling out for help from all of us Christians around the world. Wouldn't it be nice if we had some solidarity with our fellow Christians? Wouldn't it be nice if we had just one, you know, percent, one little inkling of the solidarity that other religions are able to have for their co-religionist? Have you even heard of these groups in Syria? Do you know that they're being destroyed? Has this desperate plea for assistance made its way through church groups in America? Why not? Why not? Why isn't every single Christian in America sharing these videos and crying out for intervention on behalf of Christians? I don't even know if intervention is a good idea, but you would think that there would be calls for it. You would think that there would at least be concern that the man shaking hands with Donald Trump and Melania Trump and giving a speech at the UN is presiding over the ethnic cleansing of Christians in their homeland. Let's go to clip number three now. He says, we are not minorities. We are components of this Syrian country. And we have been living together for hundreds of years, this part of the land. We and our Druze brothers here, and we live with them. Ask the U.S., Europe, the Vatican, the whole world for international protection for this region of Swadia, of all of it, for us and our Druze brothers. We beg you. We condemn every criminal act. We are advocates of peace, my dear ones. We reject takfir and reject all of this. All of it is condemned for us. And we want international protection from you. We want to stay in our homes. We want to stay with our Druze brothers and our people, us and them, not our not just neighbors. We are brothers and we coexist. Not just coexist. We are one, living together for hundreds of years. And we will not leave our homes or our land. We demand international protection from the whole world. Look at us. Look at Swadia. Look at the massacres that happened to us in Swadia. And I thank all the people who want to help us and stand with us. And there he is standing in front of a picture of the crucified Christ. And again, I believe that is the leader or somebody, a representative of the, I believe, Syrian Catholic community. Although I think what I read was it was like the Orthodox Catholic community. So I'm not sure if that's mixed or if mislabeling. But there's a leader of the Christian community in Syria literally begging for international protection. Begging for it. Not even being reported. Being covered up. Being downplayed, being completely ignored. You have no idea how hard it, I mean, try it yourself. Go on Google right now, search Syrian Christians, Syrian Christian massacres, Syrian Christian fires. You cannot find articles about this anywhere. I looked on Al Jazeera. I looked on Russia Today. I just looked on Google News. I looked everywhere. I could not find articles. Maybe the crew can, but it only exists on X as far as I can tell. And it's video. There's videos of it. There's videos of the people making pleas just like that. So it's real. It is happening. It's just that nobody cares. We'll move on from this. But again, it's just disgusting. Oh, you know what? I have a correction. I had one article: Syrian Christians among those affected by violence from ChristianAid.org, September 25th. So there you go. One article from a Christian outlet saying that Syrian Christians are being affected by violence by the very man who now runs Syria that is in the UN giving speeches and shaking hands with Donald Trump. It's absolutely abominable to see, but not exactly surprising if you've been paying attention to geopolitics for the last couple of years. Now, I'm very happy to be joined in studio by the one and only Alex Jones. He's here to talk about what's going on with the DOJ. And I know you were talking about wanting to talk about this earlier, and I thought, well, I want to hear what's going on because I can't make heads or tails of it. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Well, I talked about some of it, and it's a war. I mean, Trump's got 4 million employees.
Right.
So you got good guys, you got bad guys. Mainly, you have a bunch of cowards and lazy people. But I want to get to that in a moment. But back to what we talked about in Syria. We call balls and strikes on Trump. I'm very proud of populist conservatives, Christians, Catholics. We're not like Democrats. this James O'Keefe stuff with a high-level DOJ head guy at the time that interviewed the rape victims, Bill Clinton, raping kids on planes. We already knew that. And he's like, yeah, Trump was never there. He's covering up for Mossad and the CIA. I mean, we already know that. It's just more confirmation. But then by extension, Trump becomes an accessory. And I can't sit there and become an accomplice after the fact by saying this is okay. But then it's very paradoxical because RFK Jr., they're going to have the poison shots, the Tylenol, you know, they're shutting it down, the border, the election fraud. I'm just going to call balls and strikes like a report card and say, here's the good, here's the bad. But on the DOJ, I've already been warming up. I don't know if you remember, but 6 months ago I said, if in about 6 months we don't start seeing indictments and if we continue to see this stuff, we know it's a cover-up. And now I've talked to enough people, and it's not just Ed Martin. I'm not protecting Ed Martin. He would never give me any information. He only helped me on my cases because his job was weaponization, and the Justice Department got caught funding under the Democrats the attacks on us. So that was what I met with him about. They sent out the letter, other things. And then that deputy head of the Justice Department, you know, said, you will withdraw that letter yesterday. Well, we kind of expected that to happen. The point is, it's out there now what they did.
Right.
So, and there's a bunch of other stuff going on. I'll stop there. That we went with the weakest thing up front just to identify certain people. But separate from that, we've got all the other DOJ things happening that I wanted to talk about because I got into it some of my show, but not fully enough. But before I do that, I don't like to give pure trolls attention. But when trolls are doing things that overall I see a constellation of protection of the trolls, so it can be used as an example later to censor all of us, we have to talk about it. Like Tucker said, you know, 6 months ago when he interviewed me, he says, I think they're going to false flag the left to blame us. I totally agree with that. That's the Podesta plan. I don't know if you saw at the end of my show, I had
the Civil War.
Newsom says, crazy. We are the Western Alliance. We're going to war. Well, that's the movie Civil War that came out last year.
Yep.
That's the Podesta plan. So they're not even hiding this. And so we have to be Christ-like, not because we're wimps. We're winning politically, culturally, spiritually. We don't start fights. We finish them. Obi-Wan Kenobi with Darth Vader. We don't want to launch the violence. So before I hit the DOJ stuff, I just want to play this because Stu Peters is a pure troll, you know, former rapper and bounty hunter and you know, truly soulless person. And I don't say he's soulless because he loves Hitler and all that. He goes wherever he thinks the clicks are.
Right.
And I remember, again, like 5-6 months ago, he goes on air and says, I was coming to InfoWars, but I was banned. Well, there's three hosts at the time, Owen, you, and me and Chase. So the three I didn't know. I knew I didn't do that. So first I call Chase, then I call you, and then no, you didn't tell he was banned. I call Owen, and Owen goes, no, I talked to him yesterday, but I didn't tell him he was banned from the building. Mm. And I said, so you didn't tell him he was banned from the building? He made that up. He goes, yeah, I promise. Well, I said, you're allowed to have him on, but I want security at all times, and I want cameras on because he's a liar. And Owen can tell that story. And knowing Owen now, what he, you know, saying he never got a raise when he got an 87% raise and over a few years and I'm not being trying to be mean. It's just like the guy's a liar. I got censored. Well, not really, but you know, to play victim. So let him go get on the love boat, you know, love canal, whatever. It's personal pain to me. The numbers, by the way, are up now. You're hosting the show. Nothing against him. It's just like, you know, whatever. So I just have to keep going to tell you. I mean, if you come out and say I censored you or did something, I love you, Harrison. I'm going to attack you. Like I haven't done any of this. I'm not going to sit here and be pissed on for no reason. And by the way, you haven't done that. So I got really pissed off about 13 days ago, 2 days into the Kirk's assassination, when they show the shot goes off and there's a guy with his arms crossed in Charlie's security, who I later learned the guy's name. He's a really nice guy. And he goes like this.
Yeah.
Days after that, I'm in LA and I'm walking down the street doing, you know, just hiking and a big backfire goes off. And I went like this. Everybody else went like that. You're like walking. Yeah. Whoa. You go, you know. Now they've moved on. No, that guy didn't have a gun under his arm. It's a cell phone. There's another guy with a bottle of water
There's another guy that just like itches his arm, and they're like zooming in, and they're like, look, and it's just, it's, he literally is just doing this.
Well, plus,
it's crazy.
They're all military guys. They're doing hand signs. Watch that guy. Watch this guy. You can see the stuff. Look, that guy left. You know, they're not talking. That's what military, look, we caught him in military signs. That's my, our security does that.
Right.
They go like, you know, all the, all,
be stupid
I know some of them,
that.
But I don't have it down like they do. So my thing was maybe some other, maybe there was help. I think there is now.
Right.
We had to do some investigation, but we're not going to say this guy killed him. And then it was the whole, this guy killed him. No, that guy killed him. The bottle of water guy, they say, is a cell phone gun. You can blow it up. It's a bottle of water.
Right. No, it makes
so,
sense.
So my thing is, I've been sued and kangaroo courted for stuff I didn't do. These people are literally saying, this is the murderer. And then you watch the video, and the guy crouches down when a gunshot goes off.
Right.
This is a real person. Stu Peters is such a demonic sociopath, and I'm not even singling him out. He loves this. He relishes this. I'm warning other people, like if I'm, you know, creating a chart of a river or whatever, you know, here's rocks, here's whatever. He goes out and says, here's Charlie Kirk's real assassin. I want to show people this tweet. We can. I know the camera's over there, but here it is. Yeah, show it. So I don't do this to get in a fight with Stu Peters. Okay, with his Jew proof and all his, you know, garbage he's involved in. But imagine we've heard the guy with a bottle of water killed him, the guy with a cell phone, who I know people that know him. The guy's literally like close to suicide over this. His whole family's getting death threats. And you can watch the video. His arms are crossed. He's got a cell phone under it. His arms go out. It's a cell phone, dude. So you're supposed to accept every new theory, whoever says it, or you work for Israel. Now I talked to Nick Fuentes yesterday. Now that we know there's a cover-up, that's a whole other discussion. You had to prove it first. DNC's the first suspects. RNC's the next to take control of the organization. Next is CCP, because they're heavily involved. Again, we don't just sit there and just make stuff up. We go through all of our evidence. So the reason I raise this is we have a lot of power. And we have a big responsibility to go up the facts. So handing me that again. Here is Stu Peters literally saying, here is Kirk's real assassin, and it's a guy crouching down when a gunshot goes off. He doesn't even know the person's name. He doesn't even know who they are. Okay? Now, sure, the ChatGPT letter to the boyfriend looks fake. All of it. We don't know yet, though, but clearly the surgeon looks like no autopsy. Where's the bullet? I'm on this like stink on you know what. But to imagine the soullessness of this person, I mean, he's really, but he's archetypally an example of this, where we've already seen all these other innocent people blamed with murder. My God, they may sue me just saying, I think they're innocent, but look what people are saying. That's what happened with Sandy Hook.
Right.
So I'm sitting here watching this, and if I did that, the corporate media would be all over me. Plus, I wouldn't do that. So my issue is, this is so satanic. If Stu Peters is not a demon-possessed person, then he should repent to God and apologize and find out who this is. Because literally, a gunshot goes off, and the guy goes like this. This is the guy hitting the detonator in the lav mic. Maybe there was a lav mic bullet. One chance out of maybe that's true. I don't think so. Because someone goes like this when there's a gunshot, they're hitting a detonator as if the person with the detonator would be right next to him. These are real people, you sociopath. You Gavin Newsom, you John Wayne Gacy. And the fact that the internet sits there and entertains it, we can't be like the left that says because you're white or Catholic, you must be a white supremacist. You can't just look at somebody and say this about them. And so it's so incredible. I mean, oh my God, this guy hears a gunshot and ducks down. Here's the assassin. Imagine just picking somebody who the gunshot happens. He ducks down and this man is guilty. I have never seen greater scum baggery. I mean, this is crazy. So let's listen to what real evil is. Here it is.
Tyler Robinson didn't kill Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk's Israeli security detail killed Charlie Kirk, and Charlie Kirk's assassin is caught on tape. Blake Bednar has brought us this video. We'll break it down. Take a look at this. Here it is from the wide angle. Watch Charlie Kirk's right side of his t-shirt. Watch the lavalier lapel mic. Do you see it explode? Let's bring it in just a little bit closer. Watch this. Put it in a freeze frame. That is the explosion from Charlie Kirk's lavalier lapel mic. Want to see it again? Bring it in closer. Remember when we told you that that was absolutely an exit wound? Yeah, it is. Check the trajectory of the round that was deployed from that lavalier lapel mic. That went directly from Charlie Kirk's lapel. That went directly from underneath Charlie Kirk's white t-shirt up through his neck and created the exit wound that we told you was an exit wound immediately when we saw that exit wound. First, we had exploding pagers. Now we have exploding mics. Do you remember the vector analysis from John Bray? That proves that all of the activity came from the mic that Charlie Kirk was wearing. Remember the palm gun guy in the brown shirt, that shadowy looking guy with the sunglasses? Yeah, he pushes the detonator. Clear as day.
Counting gang violence. Great.
That's what I was talking about. He's just itching. He's like scratching his arm.
But here's what I want to say. It does look like in a because you couldn't have it in a microphone like they said. There's not enough compression. You could have a lob mic that could, I'm not even saying that couldn't be true, but you literally pick some dude with his arms crossed that hears a gunshot go off that ducks and you say, this is a murderer. He doesn't even know who he is. This is total. By the way, when I saw this video, I'm like, yeah, that actually makes sense. The lob mic. That's why I'm so pissed. Why then be a sociopath and blame some dude you don't even know who he is that ducks in a crowd with a gunshot? This is satanic, man. Maybe, I'm not speculating, because I don't even think this, but did Stu get paid by the Israelis to say that, to discredit who really had the bullet in the loft? See, that's how this sick talk goes. I don't think that. But like you just, they've already said, oh, this guy did it. This guy did it with a bottle of water. It's like, you're just going to, like, these are real people, man. You can't just do that.
Yeah, Nick and I were talking about this yesterday. Low IQ conspiracy theorizing. It's like you it discredits any other speculation when you just.
Yeah, I said they blew up Building 7 because they said it on the news.
Right.
It took years for the archive to go up. People were like, "Where's your tape?" I wasn't taping during that. I didn't know. But years later, they archived it. It was like all these channels. They blew it up. I mean, I didn't make that up.
Yeah, well, and nothing we do is made up. You look at some of the conspiracy theories going on now, the guy with the water bottle or this guy scratching his arm. Look, we got him. I mean, it's like, this is not.
I'd like to have that guy contact us and challenge Stu Peters to come here and like, okay, here's the guy you said murdered him. I mean, like, what are you doing, dude? He just picks a guy that ducks down in a gunshot. That's him. We know it's him. How do you do that?
It's utterly baseless. And again, it just seems to me like, I don't know if they're trying to discredit actual speculation, but you can't just make up stuff. It discredits everybody.
Well, you just accuse someone of murder.
Yeah, that's insane. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. It's the War Room.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.